Hi, everybody. Before we begin this episode, I have a huge favor to ask you. If you would take a minute out of your day and leave us a review on iTunes or the Google Play Store, it would help us oh so very much. It only takes a minute of your time. It's free, and it really helps our standings so that other people can find us. And when other people can find us, I get to interview more people. And when I interview more people, I can get more shows out to you. So if you would just take a minute and leave me a review, I would be so very grateful. Thank you so much. You say, ooh, baby, baby, maybe we're just two little birds in a tree. And if our wings are working, we better jump off this branch and see. Hey, this one isn't up to me. Oh, no, this one isn't up to me. Welcome to this episode of Birds in a Tree. My name is Bridget Manley, and I'm your host. So today's episode is super fun. My guest today is Monica. Monica is a rock and roll wife. Monica's husband was in the band Real Big Fish. If you're a 90s kid, you remember this band. They were everywhere. Their big songs were Sell Out, She's Got a Girlfriend Now. And Monica was there from the beginning. She drove these guys around in her van. So this has always been kind of her lifestyle. But then her and her husband, by the way, her husband was the trombone player for the band. Her and her husband decided we should settle down. Like we're adults now. We should maybe get married and maybe have some kids. So how do you do that? Because it seems really awesome and the rock and roll lifestyle and all of that. But really, it just kind of means that your husband is on the road for lots of months out of the year. And so you'll hear that there are lots of similarities to some of our other parents who've had their spouses deployed or who travel for long periods. But Monica's also comes with a side of groupie. So it's a really fun conversation. He's out of the band now, and we sort of talk about where they go from here, which is also a really cool conversation because they're both these really awesome entrepreneurs, both opening businesses, and it's super fun. I hope you like it as much as I did. This is Monica's story. Monica, thank you so much for joining me and for agreeing to do this little experiment of mine. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So you are West Coast. Mm-hmm. You have two kids. You have Milena, who's 8 years old, and you have Dean, who's 3 years old. And I actually approached you about doing this because I think your life is so radical. And I think I also kind of stalk you on Facebook. And of course, like my best friend is one of like your best friends. She lived on the West Coast for a while. That's kind of how we met. And you met her because she, I'm going to throw her under the bus here, but she was a groupie for the band that your husband played trombone in, right?
Yes.
And he, yeah. So he was in, I mean, like if you're a 90s kid, if you're a ska kid, then you know Real Big Fish. They were really, really huge in the 90s. And he played trombone for that band, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about how you guys met and what it was like before kids being kind of married to a rock star.
Oh, okay. Well, there's an official version and there's the unofficial version.
That's so fair.
The official version is that he and I met in a philosophy class in college.
That's what he would
use for any interviews during
during that time.
During that time, yes. But it's been long enough now. I think we can use the real version, which is they were the band that I went to high school with. They played all the parties for all the school functions and whatnot. And I started dating the guitarist in the band. And as the band sort of switched around and changed, he became the lead singer. And so I was dating him for like 3 or 4 years. During that time is when my husband auditioned and joined the band. So he was 16 when he joined, and I knew him for about 2 years before we started dating. So it was a little bit of drama.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. It's so juicy. So you were kind of like there for the whole of it, right? Like you were there.
Oh my goodness.
Through that, like the highs and the MTV and everything, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, even I started dating the singer when I was 16, and they didn't have a van to drive any of their stuff to the show. So my parents had a van, so I had to drive all of their things. I sold all their merchandise. You know, part of the reason I couldn't, part of the reason that I struggled like to get away from him and we get away from each other is because there was this like codependent thing with the band as well. It wasn't just us. So I've been there since the beginning. Yeah.
Wow. So what was it like in the height of their popularity and they're like playing like Warp Tours and like crazy stuff? Did you ever go on tour with them?
Yeah. I usually didn't go for the whole tour. Usually it's funny because when people would ask me, why don't you tour with them more? Because they just think it seems like such a great life and stuff. I'm like, I don't really want to hang out on a tour bus with like 10 sweaty guys for more longer than I need to.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's not all that exciting. So I would go out for, you know, a week or so and then come home. But yeah, at the beginning, it was crazy. I mean, the music industry has changed so much in the past 20 years, just with music labels changing and whatnot. I mean, when they first started, they were on a really small label, and that label got bought up by a bigger label and bigger and whatnot until they ended up on a huge label. So it wasn't really what they thought was going to happen. It just sort of happened. And the like when I first moved in with my husband, we had been dating for about a year, and I actually wasn't going to move in with him. We had a family friend who's my age that kind of lived with my family. And so he and my husband were going to move in together. And they said, you should just come because you're going to be there all the time. Plus my husband was like, I'm never going to be there. I'm going to be on tour all the time. It'd be nice if you were there too. And then I pretty much lived with this guy who was like my brother. So the three of us lived there together for about 2 years. But I think my husband didn't live there for more than a month at a time. That whole time.
Wow.
We were there. Yeah. And so the first day that we moved in together, my other friend that I was living with, Matt, he and I found the place and had moved in already. And then when my husband came home from tour, then he moved in. The day he moved in, some girls from New Orleans called us. I don't know how they got our phone number. And this was before cell phones. So they had our home phone number that we didn't even really know yet.
Wow.
And my husband definitely didn't know. So I don't even know how they got our phone number.
Were they calling like groupies? Were they groupies?
Yes.
No.
They were calling for him and they wanted to know if this was his house. And so right there, we were like, oh my goodness. And this was like pre-internet even, like in terms of finding people on the
Ew.
Internet. I have no idea how they got our number, but we had to start thinking about, okay, how do we do this? So for a long time, we put everything in my name. And even when we got married, I didn't change my last name. So all of the utilities and everything were in my name, just in case somebody looked him up. Because then later on, it got to the point where you could just go online and type in their names and you could see where they lived. And all of them, we tried it for some of the other members in the band and we're like, yeah, there's your house right there.
Wow.
When there's like kind of crazy, there were some crazy groupies, not that Rita was a crazy groupie.
But, she wasn't one of the crazy ones.
But there were some incidents. So
wow,
we just had to think ahead a little bit. I mean, it didn't get nothing major happened, but just to be safe.
Yeah. So, okay. So then you're like, you're dating, you're living together, but he's always on the road and like things are getting serious. And was there ever like, you know, talk of like, I want to, you know, settle down and have babies? How did it happen?
We knew that we wanted to have kids, but I kept thinking, I don't want to have kids until we are, you know, till he's not touring, because I don't want to be a single mom when I'm not a single mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got married in 2001 and we didn't have Malena until 2008. So that whole time we were just sort of playing around. And actually what happened for me was that I was a friend of mine who was older than me found out that she was in premenopause and she couldn't have kids. And that kind of scared me, like, well, what if I can't have kids? And then also my husband, interestingly enough, at the same time, watched that movie Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my gosh, if we don't have kids, like there's all these other people that could be having kids.
That's hilarious.
It'd be kind of crazy. So
I mean, yeah.
he was like in the same place at the same time. So we were actively trying to have Milena. And so I was going out. This is how stupid I was at the time. I had no idea. I knew nothing about babies. I had no babies in my life. I didn't know. I kept trying to go out and see him like at the right time of month.
Really?
To get pregnant. Yeah. And I was like trying to time it. And my friend was like, you can't do that. Like the stress of just traveling out there, you're not going to get pregnant. And I was like, well, I'm going to try.
Right.
She was totally right. It didn't work. But each time I would come like once a month out on tour and the guys in the band knew and they're like, is it working? Is it working?
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Then finally, when we were both home, then we got pregnant.
Then it happened. Right. Right. And so, yeah. And he's like, I mean, he's a working musician. So in a way, mm-hmm. he's like, you know, a husband who deploys or a husband. I mean, he,
right.
This is his job. It's full time. Yes. And he travels for business. So in a lot of ways, like it is kind of like a lot of different husbands or wives who travel for work. But he just happens to play stadiums, you know. And so like you're pregnant, and like at what part did you start to think like I don't know how much longer you can do this, or I don't know, you know, were there conversations kind of coming along the pike like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I also am not the type of person who could ever sit at home, but I have a career as well. And that's like a lot of people would ask me, you know, why don't you tour with them more? And like I said, it was the best thing. But also, you know, I had my own life. Every time he left, I had my own stuff going on. That's mm-hmm. the only way I could survive with him being gone that long. So when then I had a kid and I was doing it, you know, it was a whole different routine, but it became a routine just like I had before. And so it would kind of mess things up when he would come home just for a few days at a time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when he was home, he didn't have a job other than that. So he was home all day. So that was really good. But then, you know, when he would be gone, then I really needed full-time care all the time for her. And he wanted to have another one right away, like a second kid. And I was like, you know what? I can't do this for two. It's bad enough with one. If you want to do this with a second kid, maybe we should consider quitting the band. But I never wanted to tell him to quit. I wanted him to really have that for himself, make that decision for himself. Some other guys had left the band either for kids or for various personal reasons. And I just wanted him to be able to say he did it because he wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. And he came around after a while. Like he, you know, he'd be gone for like 4 or 5 months at a time. And that's a big span when you have like a six-month-old baby.
Right.
You know, when you get home, they're completely different.
Right.
You know, and you, like you said, like someone going away as a soldier or whatnot, they're gone for longer periods of time, but sometimes they're home for longer periods of time too. And he's just gone all the time. And he realized he was missing it. So he started to think about, well, what else can I do? And part of it was that he always thought, I joined this band when I was 16. I didn't think it was going to go this long. He was in the band for 20 years.
Yeah.
So he kept thinking, oh, at some point it'll die down. I'll go back to college. But then, you know, life started happening. We had a kid and he was like, now what am I going to do? If I do quit, what am I going to do? And so actually now he did leave the band and we had our second kid in 2013. And when he was 6 months old, then he left the band.
Wow.
So
what
it
was
took
the
a lot. And he was actively trying and looking for things to do for probably a couple years before he left too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what were those first? So he's done. He's off tour.
Yeah. Yep.
What mm-hmm. were those first couple of weeks like for you?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Because I think both of us started to look forward to him being gone. Not in a good, you know, like, oh, yay, he's going to be gone. I just mean like, okay, I have certain things I need to get done. I'll just wait till he's not here, mm-hmm. you know, like, and he would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he just thought, now that I'm home, what do I do? And yeah, it was awkward for a while. It took a while for us to get into a groove. Like, and I think for him as well, just like, oh, I'm home now. I come home every night. I am part of this. And like now it's like a machine, you know,
right.
I'm sure like all parents have their routine. Right.
Right.
And he's totally Mr. Mom. So
I love that.
It works out for me because I have weird hours for
well,
my job.
And that's the thing. So you're I don't want to say a fitness instructor, but you, I mean, you are a fitness, you were a fitness instructor and now you own your own studio, right?
Yes.
I love that. And so was that sort of like, okay, you're coming home now and this is my dream and this is where I want to take it, or like, yeah, was that what happened?
We both, okay, so he left the band actually to start a brewery. That's his dream.
That's cool.
So that's what he's in the process of doing right now. Mm-hmm. He works a desk job right now that he doesn't really like, but he's good at it. And it was so funny when he got like benefits from his job, we were like high-fiving each other. We're like, did you think 5 years ago when you were in the band that we'd be this excited about like regular benefits and stuff? But
hilarious. Yeah, we got dental.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. He's working that job and opening a brewery that will be open in June of this year. So he probably won't have that desk job for a lot longer. But
so you're
going to
be
like,
two entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Exactly. And then I had mine. I wanted to open my own studio for years now. I've been trying to do it. But part of it is that, so the thing I teach is called the Gyrotonic Expansion System. And I'm a master trainer, which means I train other people to become instructors and whatnot. And it's very specialized exercise that I got into because I was a dance major in college. A lot of dancers and athletes do it. So I see a lot of dancers, athletes, but also I do a lot of rehab for people too. So we use these giant pieces of equipment and yeah, so I'm basically a movement specialist. And so trying to open the studio meant buying lots of equipment. Also, the rent in the area that I'm in, which it's in Manhattan Beach here. And I don't know if you know the West Coast very much, but it's very expensive there. Mm-hmm. So it took a long time to figure out how to do it and the best way to go about it.
And so when you open your doors, were you terrified? Were you ready? Did you already have a client base? How did it work?
I did already have a client base. I'd already been working in studios in the area. So it wasn't, you know, completely starting from scratch. I have a partner and she pretty much was like, I'll give you money if you make it so I can quit my regular day job. That's like, awesome. All right, so let's do this.
Right. Okay.
And she's like, I hate my job. All I want to do is teach gyrotonic.
That's awesome.
So that's what we're doing. But yeah, I mean, it was difficult. It was scary, of course. And being a business owner is always going to be scary. And I mean, my husband's been putting together this brewery for the past 2 years now, and it has several investors. So they had to go through all the hoops in terms of the FCC and like all these different things to do all that. So I'm learning all this stuff. I never went to business school or anything. So both of us are learning at the same time. So it's nice to have that to play off of each other.
Yeah.
Because we're both in the same boat. We both have partners, just having to deal with landlords and whatnot.
And so, and both of your hours, like with the brew pub and with, or a brewery or a brew mm-hmm. pub, like, will there be a restaurant with it?
There's no food.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's just
a production
beer.
Brewery, but there is a tasting room.
Gotcha. So okay.
People, yeah.
Cool. So it's not going to be like weird hours, like a restaurant, but it's still kind of, it'll probably be long hours for him. Right. And
yeah.
And you have off hours. So have you talked about like where the childcare will go and like that kind of those issues that will arise?
Still figure that out. When my son was born, when he was about 6 months old, we had a nanny for a year, and then she went away to pharmaceutical school, and she was the best nanny ever. She didn't tell us, but she was videotaping and taking pictures of our kids so that she can make us a video at the end. She made an hour and a half long movie for us with subtitles and like of our kids pretending to talk and like all this music in the background. It was like edited so grand. I was like, oh my gosh, we could never have another nanny.
Right.
Best
this is
nanny
it.
Ever.
Yeah.
I was like, why do you have to go away? But since then, we have not had even one regular babysitter.
Wow.
And so, yeah. When my daughter was little and he was on tour a lot, then my parents would help a little bit. His parents would help a little bit. But both of our parents are retired and didn't want to be the main caretakers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I finally told them, if I'm so busy, if you want to see her, you kind of have to wants her. So they both took on a little bit, but I had to put her in daycare. And then like my kids now, when my youngest is in an in-home daycare, and next year he'll go to preschool. And then my daughter, there's after school care at school. So she's awesome. There. So yeah, it's good that it's right there at school.
Wow. That's so cool though. Like the idea that you're both going to be following your dreams and having these businesses is so rad. Like that's rad.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, he says that part of it being in the band has kind of taught us how to do this, because in a band, you're self-made. Everything you do is to promote your band. Right. Mm-hmm. So he was like, starting this brewery, or even me starting my studio, has been like, okay, this is the punk rock way to start off. Like, you start off really small, you flyer everybody, you know, yeah. You send out, you're on the mailing list, you know, right. Things like that. And that's how you grow from a tiny like grassroots band into something bigger. And that's totally how you do it for a business as well. So we both feel like the band really taught us a lot about how to create a following and create something that people want to be part of.
That's so cool. Do you think that like your kids are like, especially your older daughter, do you think that she is starting to get it, that like mom and dad are doing what they love? And like,
I don't know if she quite understands it in that sense. She does know, you know, she comes with me to the studio now and then, and or she'll go to the brewery now and then. I think as they get older, like, you know, all kids are going to rebel. Mm-hmm. We joked our whole lives, like, what are our kids going to
like two little Alex P. Keatons? Yeah.
Exactly. We're like, I don't know what they're going to be able to do. So, you know, and even my husband was like, I think having a brewery might deter them in high school from being like the kids that party all the time, because they're going to be like, well, I could just get beer at the brewery.
Right.
I don't need it's not that cool, guys.
My dad does this for a living. I don't understand what the big deal is. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Do you think that that Milena remembers, like, I'm sure she remembers him being on the road a lot. So has it like impacted her in like a positive way that he's home now?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, when he would come home before, she would be so excited, and it made him like this special person that she got to hang out with, you know, like, oh, she sees mommy all the time kind of thing.
Right.
But now that he's home more often, now it's much more equal. And I mean, of course, she loves to spend time with him still. But now she's dealing with like, oh, daddy's like home all the time, and like I get in trouble more sometimes.
Right. You know? Right. Wait a minute. Like now he's yelling at me and this isn't cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he used to just, when he'd come home, he'd never yell at me because he was just happy to be here.
Right. That's awesome. This has been such a great conversation. Thank you so much, Monica. This is rad.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate
it. I'm glad enough to do this.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I can already hear myself getting in trouble for some of the things said in that interview. My best friend dated one of the guys in the band, and she wasn't so much a groupie as a friend. I hope I have redeemed myself. I'm sorry, Rita. Thank you so much, Monica. That was such a great interview. And thank you so much for listening. If you have a good story, or if you'd love to talk parenting or perspectives on parenting or just stories in general, if you have some kind of awesome story that you'd like to talk about, I'd love to interview you. Please email me at birdsinatree@outlook.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Birds in a Tree Radio, and also on Twitter at Birds Radio. So find me there. And until next time, I'm Bridget Manley, and this is Birds in a Tree.